Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
Occasionally, we'll have listeners who've come up with unique strategies for their dates to try and make them go well.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, like some people have guidelines about how to split the bill before they even get dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Others have a policy of waiting a certain amount of time before they do the first kiss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Gotta respect everyone's rules.
And I remember one person said that they try to get the kiss out of the way in the first 10 seconds. So it's not looming over their head the rest of the night.
You know, one way to do it.
I once kissed a girl within the first 10 minutes of our date, and it was one of the best dates ever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I mean, we didn't end up...
I wouldn't recommend it for anybody else.
Different strokes for different folks.
Absolutely.
And our man Justin today says he has an interesting strategy for picking the right girl.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear it. Justin, man, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
Good.
Okay.
You want to kiss right now so the rest of this call isn't quite as awkward?
Wow.
We might as well just give that
away. All right, okay.
Don't do it.
That was nice. You guys, that was a sweet one.
That was amazing. Okay.
There was no tongue.
There was some chemistry.
I feel like
there.
We don't even need to call this girl.
Yeah.
But just in case.
He's like, so tell me about it.
Yeah. what is the name of the girl you want us to call?
Her name is Casey.
Casey. How'd you meet Casey?
I met Casey on Tinder. Usually I'm not a big fan of Tinder, but I felt like I had a pretty good rapport with her on there. I just want you guys to know that I have a lot of experience dating over the years.
I can tell. I can tell just from that kiss. I knew that you've been around the block, man.
I mean, that can honestly be a good thing or a bad thing. It can mean you're either always single and can't quite get into a relationship.
See, that's my situation.
Or it can mean that you're successful.
It's like you can get the date, but you don't know how to like have a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
What have you learned from your experience, Justin?
Throughout my 20s, I was that guy that tried to impress too much. Like, I rented a fancy car for one girl.
Oh, God.
And I wore clothes that were too expensive. And I took them to the restaurants that were way out of my budget and everything. And I realized over the years, they might be pretty, but I'm attracting the worst type of human being by doing this.
Well, and also, you're not letting the human being know who you really are. Like, I mean, it's essentially lying to them.
Yeah. It's all materialistic stuff. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Alexis would strongly disagree with everything that we're saying.
I feel attacked a little.
No, that's cool. So that was your old strategy?
That was my old strategy. And then I had an epiphany about the time I hit 30.
Okay.
What I do is, instead of trying to overly impress them, I try to under-impress. I'm still a nice guy, but in terms of what we do, the activities that we do, because in my theory, if you can enjoy someone's company doing the most mundane things possible, then you know that that person likes you for you.
I totally get this somehow.
Okay.
I
know,
but so much sense.
I could see how it easily backfire.
If I'm picking between two guys, I'm gonna go to the fancy restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, that's true though. Most girls would.
So I'm assuming that this is what you did with Casey.
Yeah, we met on Tinder and we had a good rapport on Tinder, and I decided to go over to her neighborhood and we just went for a walk around her neighborhood. Nothing fancy. Let's just see if we enjoy each other's company.
Okay.
I think that's kind of nice.
Yeah, it was old school, but we're walking around her neighborhood and it's nice. And we decided, let's go into the grocery store. Very mundane. Just walk the aisles. And I thought, let's get us a snack here. So I got her some matzah for us to nibble on. I'm Jewish. And
You're talking Jeffrey's language.
Shalom, my friend.
Well, I am.
All right.
Dude, you
guys
keep up chemistry.
Matzah is a great snack food, by the way. You put some peanut butter on there.
I've only had it on it. It's really good.
But by itself, it's very bland.
Right.
I thought, let's keep with the mundane.
Ate plain crackers?
Well, she enjoyed it, though. She's a very goyim, very not Jewish, and I've never tried that before. So I thought, okay, that's a good sign. She's willing to try new things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So going into the grocery store and doing these things, did you tell her why you were doing that, or is this kept on the down low?
Of course, kept on the down low. I don't want her to know what I'm doing. I want to see how she's going to react.
Naturally.
But she seemed to be going with it and seemed to be very spontaneous, and I enjoyed that. And
oh,
when we were on our way out, she saw one of those old-fashioned horses that you put the quarter into. And she thought, oh, that's fun. I haven't seen one of those in years. And I thought, nah, this is, might be getting a little bit too exciting, a little bit too interesting. So I said, you know what? It looks old. I don't want to break it or anything. And so she said, okay. And we kept on walking.
So you took out any chance of fun. Yeah. You squashed.
She tried to have a little bit of excitement, and you're like, no.
Seems dangerous.
The horn can't take away my thunder. That's the way I look at it.
You're unthundered. Yeah.
I just think, like, any time that we've heard of people doing, like, it almost sounds like a test. Like, will she pass your boredom test or something?
Yeah.
Like, tests always backfire to me in dating.
Well, I mean, she seemed like she was having a good time, and she didn't get upset by it, and we kept our walk going. And
good.
I thought it was interesting that when we were on our way close to where her place is, we're on the end of our walk, she sees a laundromat, and she says, oh, this is actually where I dropped off my laundry earlier, and can we pick it up? And I said, oh, okay.
Wow.
You're like, now you're speaking my language. That sounds boring.
Wow.
It's very boring. But to me, what stuck out is we just met each other. We don't really know each other that well. And you're comfortable with me seeing your laundry. That's a big sign to me that she's that comfortable with me seeing her laundry.
So how did the date end?
I felt like you guys are talking about the kiss, getting out of the way. I didn't feel to go in for the kiss. I thought, let's keep it mundane for now.
Mm-hmm. Boring.
And then things can progress later, but it ended pretty nicely. We gave each other a hug, and I thought the date ended well, but I haven't been able to get a hold of her since, so I'm wondering what's going on.
Interesting.
Well, very boring date, but that was the plan, right?
I get your theory that you want to find someone that you can do just everyday things with and enjoy their company. Like, I get that theory.
Yeah, of course.
But the whole point of dating is it's supposed to be fun. Like, you have your entire married life to be boring.
Yeah.
Like, why waste it right now?
He tried that, though, Brooke. He tried that, and look where he is.
Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, though. It's not like if I'm going to date someone long term, I'm not going to continue the boringness. It's just that first date, just to get a gauge right from the beginning.
I get it. I don't like it, but I get it.
Okay.
I know what your love language is.
All right, man. Well, let's try and figure this out for you. We're going to play the most boring song in our rotation.
Oh, no.
And then we'll come back. We'll call Casey for you and try and get you a second date update, okay?
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, hold on. If you're just tuning in, this promises to be the most boring, mundane second date update in show history.
Yay.
We...
Oh my god, I just fell asleep.
I thought you were having a
stroke.
No.
That's bad.
Not my opinion. That's actually how one of our listeners, Justin, purposely planned his date because he has a strategy for finding the right woman and says he plans tame, unimaginative dates to see if they're actually compatible and can still have fun, even without an exciting activity to bond them.
Yeah.
And so recently took a woman named Casey on a long, boring walk. They bought some uninteresting groceries together, picked up her dull, stupid laundry, and ended with a humdrum, half-hearted hug.
Yeah.
And now she's not calling him back after that.
So shocking.
Justin, do you have any guesses as to why maybe you think she's been avoiding you?
I don't know. I mean, maybe she's nervous or something, but it was a good date. I mean, she's really down to earth. And
I guess here's the thing, Justin. If you liked her at the end of the date or even in a text message later, did you say, hey, let's do something a little bit more fun next time? You know, did you sell yourself a little bit? Like, I can be exciting too.
I mean, I didn't use those words, but I basically said, let's do this again sometime. Not this again, but let's spend some time together again.
Let's go to a different grocery store, maybe a farmer's market even.
Do this again sometime is not going to be the answer. Like, that's not the invitation I'm guessing that she wanted, but we'll see.
Well, that's why I contacted you guys. I thought maybe you guys could help me out.
Okay.
All right, well, we're going to give it our best shot. Let's call Casey's number, and we'll see what she has to say. You ready?
I am.
Okay, I'm going to dial it right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Casey.
Yeah, who is looking for Casey?
I am looking for Casey.
No, she wants your name.
Yeah. Hi, Casey.
She knows who you are.
Well, the whole show, Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, is looking for Casey.
There you go.
What?
We're a radio show.
Hi.
We're called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and we've been trying.
I know who you are.
Oh, cool. Thanks for listening.
Why are you calling me?
Oh, you sound a little nervous.
It's okay. We're doing something you may have heard of before called a second date update. That's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email us to reach out to them for you and help you figure out the reason why.
Got it.
Okay.
Kind of an exciting thing to be part of.
It's pretty thrilling.
Uh-huh.
Not if you don't know what is going on.
Oh.
Well, the person that emailed us about you, his name's Justin. You remember him?
Yeah.
You do? I mean, because it sounds like it was kind of a forgettable day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Let's ask her. He told us about what you guys did together, but Casey, would you say it was more of an exciting date, more normal, or kind of a boring date?
I would say it was like blah. Really?
Oh,
okay.
One step lower.
Okay.
I think that's just above board.
Oh. Yeah.
It wasn't the worst. It was okay.
Okay. Which part?
Is it okay or blah? I mean, it can be.
That's okay. It can be both. Different levels. Both things can exist.
How about it was block K? It was block K.
Okay. Which part of the date was the most block K to you?
The most block K part of the date would probably have to be Justin himself.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Is it
Justin?
We expected that, though.
I mean, no.
I
expected you guys to have good conversation. I mean, that's the way he described
really?
It, is that even though you were doing maybe not the most exciting things in the world, that you seemed to really connect.
Well, that's an understatement, but...
How did you feel about him?
I don't think he has the capacity to have fun.
Oh.
Well... I don't know if I should be saying anything about this right now, but Casey, what if Justin wanted to be boring?
Yes.
Like, what if he was trying to seem boring to you on purpose?
That's the weirdest reverse psychology lesson I've ever experienced.
Yeah,
that's
it is, though.
Yeah,
you know, I've been out with guys like Justin before, and I think that even if we tried to do something fun, he just wouldn't be fun. I don't know how else to explain it.
Okay.
That's a kind way to say. You think that he's just a boring person in general by himself?
I mean, it doesn't really sound that nice when you say it, but yes.
Well, I'm just trying to clarify.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if that's fair because Justin was trying to come across as boring during the date.
No, he wasn't. He was trying to set up boring activities and see if they could still connect. He wasn't himself trying to be boring.
Oh,
he was just trying to set up an environment that wasn't like over the top to see if you two could have a good time even doing the most mundane everyday life activities.
Oh. Well, I think there might be a fun person hiding deep inside of him that he's just waiting for the right moment to let out.
You have to let it out.
He missed the right moment.
Yeah.
I mean, Casey, would you at least let him prove to you that he can be a fun guy? Because he's on the other line listening, waiting to let the fun out.
That didn't sound right.
Who
dude.
Let the fun out?
What are you talking about right now? He's on the line?
Yeah.
Justin, you there?
I am here. Casey, I'm flabbergasted that you don't think that I'm a fun guy.
I mean, you just used the word flabbergasted.
Damn.
The fact that you think I'm boring. Me? Boring? I'm not a boring person. I'm exciting. Okay? I do fun things all the time.
Like what, Justin?
Define exciting for me, my guy.
You know what's really, really fun? Have you ever downed a couple whiskey sours and tried to do the alphabet backwards? Have you? Because I have. It's not easy, but it's fun.
That sounds more like a DUI stop than.
Which is pretty much the opposite of fun.
Okay, I don't need alcohol at all. All right, let's go backwards. We'll go ZYX,
VWY.
Oh, damn. Party's starting right now.
Bro,
I feel it.
We have to beat this. I don't know what's allowed on the radio, man.
Oh, dude.
That's not fun. And that's like just some sort of weird gimmick or something. That doesn't make you sound more fun.
Huh. All right, fine. You know, like backwards alphabet. How about I tell you a joke, right? I got a ton of jokes.
All
okay,
right.
Yeah.
Justin to the stage.
Let's hear a fun joke, Justin. What do you got?
Here's a great joke for you. Knock, knock.
Really?
Yes, really. Knock, knock.
I don't even want to know who's there, truly.
I want to know who's there, Justin.
Yeah, who's there, Justin?
Let's go,
I'll tell you who's there. It's the interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow.
Oh, my. What are you, a dad?
Yeah.
Not yet. I'm looking to be at some point.
Oh.
There you go.
You got to have some fun in order to be a dad first.
So, I mean, the thing is, It does feel like Justin's got his priorities in life, right? He wants to find a partner, someone that can do everyday things with him.
Not everyday things, like fun things. I'm a fun person. I can get wild and crazy.
Oh,
and he wants to my God. Here we go.
Wants to be fun.
Pretend we're on a roller coaster right now. Whoa!
I'm jumping off.
Why are you guys on board with that?
That's so wacky.
Okay. Think of it this way, Casey. Think of this. He actually called a radio station to get a second date. Now, that is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, yeah, that is.
But, you know, that's got to be the funnest thing he's done so far.
See? All right. No. Look at, there's a plus.
She's coming around.
It sounds like you guys need some whiskey sours.
Yeah. And you know what? We're willing to pay.
I don't need the sour. I just take the whiskey.
Okay, we'll just pay for it. We'll pay for just whiskey for you and Justin if you're willing to go out one more time with him. What do you say?
Hey, guys, I got to interrupt here. I don't know what happened. I'm not feeling it. I don't know where the Casey that I really enjoyed on our first day went to. It sounds like I'm being more fun than you.
Oh. Oh, you're calling her boring?
Now, Casey, now you don't seem very fun.
You cornered me on a radio. How much fun do you think I'm going to have right now?
Well, I can have fun anywhere, anytime, on any radio station, on any planet. I don't know what your problem is.
Yeah. Justin's a fun guy.
Okay, we don't need to be mean to each other now, do we?
I'm just saying. You said that I was boring. I'm trying to be fun here, and now when I try to be fun, you don't want to be fun, and you're being a wet blanket. So, you know what? I'm not even interested anymore.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm going to switch to Team Justin.
So
I mean, no date.
We're even going backwards on the second date update now and taking back a date.
All right, great. Can I still get those whiskeys, though?
No, I'm sorry. We can't pay for just to give you a bunch of whiskeys.
Send them to me. Send them to the fun person.
Oh, yeah.
Whee!
Whee! Oh, the roller coaster's back!
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.